When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Sports brought to you by the John Schuster Group at Coldwell Banker Real Estate. Mr. Max, how are you today? Have you been to Lifetime already?
Nope, on my way. Okay. As soon as I get off this segment, and you and I share a common love for that those clubs, and I see that I know. I assume yours is the Chanhassen. I go to all kinds of them, depending on where I'm going that day. You know,
so do I. I go to Eden Prairie, St. Louis Park, Chanhassen, yep. And yep. Occasionally the Southdale Club, which is like the Taj yep. Mahal of health clubs.
Yeah, it is. It's built vertically, and it's since I ran to Brom the other day, Crotty, and he just is in love with pickleball, and so he shut down the as you know. The club over there in Normandale is going to be just a pickleball only club, and so that moved a lot of people into that France club as well, and so it's busy and it's happening over there every time day.
And you and I are old enough to remember when racquetball was all
racquetball was it? I mean, yeah, that's right, man. Everybody's playing racquetball.
I loved racquetball. I still love racquetball, but you can't find any place to play. I know at Lifetime in Chanhassen, when we first joined there many years ago, or first moved to that club. They had racquetball, but then next thing I know, I came in one day and it was like mixed martial arts in one of them and a daycare in the other.
I know.
I was kind of lost.
The flow. Absolutely.
And you have to.
I got my racket here and I got nowhere to play.
And now there's pickleball, and we're lucky in my neighborhood. We have a neighborhood park and we have a pickleball court right in the middle of our neighborhood. So we can play outdoors right there, but I know at the Chanhassen Lifetime they play it in one of the gyms. So if you want to go in there and play basketball,
you're converting at Crosstown, the Crosstown Club at Eden Prairie, they've got two basketball courts, and one of the basketball courts is going to be converted into pickleball courts.
Yeah, so. It is just crazy. How long until there's a? Well, I think there might actually be one. Isn't there a professional pickleball league starting somewhere? I thought I read that.
Oh, if there's not, there will be.
You're going to be covering that on this very segment with Vanita
absolutely,
sometime
man.
In the very near future. I got a feeling that's where we're headed.
68-year-old John Smith won the pickleball.
Well, you know, and pickleball used to only be, you know, like retired people playing. Now people of all ages play, and that's the great thing.
And they say
it.
The singles matches are a pretty good workout. Brom challenged me on that. I said,
"Oh, they absolutely
no." He says, "You can get a workout in."
They absolutely are. Let's talk about the Vikings. They got a big game coming up this week. Do you think they have to win all three of their remaining games to make the playoffs, or is 2 out of 3 going to be enough?
I think 2 out of 3 would be enough, and they get a little bit of an advantage this Sunday because the Rams, because of what happened with them in Seattle that played last night, and so they've got to travel to Minnesota after playing on a Tuesday night. They won 20-10 last night. They looked okay, not great, but they've got Big Donaldson and Von Miller that can wreak havoc on this Vikings offensive line on Sunday. There's a lot of scheming going on right now, as they say, but this one becomes critical. I don't think you can help but beat the Chicago Bears the final game of the year. So you've got the Rams at Green Bay and the Bears. So if you think you got to win 2 out of those 3, you hardly want to leave that up to Green Bay and Lambeau Field as a must win. You know, you'd like to get that one this Sunday. And the Rams are good. They're not great, but they're a good football team. And they've done some things to upgrade during the season. They picked up Odell Beckham and Von Miller. Beckham, that means, will play twice here. for two different teams in a season. I don't think I ever remember that. And, of course, his mother, Heather Van Norman, from Windham, Minnesota. And I spent a lot of time texting with her back and forth when Cleveland was in town. We were going back and forth during that game. And of course, that was not a great game for the Vikings. But he got traded after that. And she'll probably have to make another visit back for Christmas and watch her son play again.
Maxie, that's the great thing about you. You have these factoids about players who come here to play who have the most obscure Minnesota connections. But people love that.
They do, man. It's always funny. There's always every roster I look at. And I look at the assistant coaches. And it's amazing how many of them, there's somebody that coached for the Gophers or the Vikings, because there's so much travel in these leagues, of course. And I was watching Philadelphia last night, and they've got Nick Rollis from Edina and the Gophers. He's on that coaching staff now, and they're trying to make a bid, of course, to be one of those playoff teams with the Vikings they're in contention with. But he's with the Vikings last year, and he got moved up, and he's a position coach there, so he's doing pretty well.
Well, and here's a fun fact for you. Nick's dad, Stu, and I are high school classmates. And
Are you really? I knew Stu back at, when his kids were playing, I'd see him often. A dapper-looking, successful businessman.
Absolutely.
I know, but a nice man.
Yep, yeah. And he was a great football player himself at Edina West. They won a state championship in 1978, but he and I were classmates. I play golf with him every summer. And, great guy. Yeah, so and his kids were great athletes.
Oh, yeah. Wish him well. I know he went through some health things, and he came out on the other side okay.
Last time I saw him last summer, he was doing great, so I will good. Pass
and
that.
And his other son, of course, Mike, is an all-star wrestler.
Absolutely.
I don't know what his stage name is, but I heard he's moving up
I
the
can't
ranks.
Remember, because we've talked about that before, but because he went from football to professional wrestling, right? The usual promotion.
So now maybe he'll go to politics next, huh?
He'll be the next governor I cover.
Yeah.
That very well could happen. Now, what do you got coming up tonight on Sports to the Max?
Working on that. I'm just starting to send out my text. That means I haven't heard back from anybody yet. But we'll talk Vikings. We'll talk basketball in some way, shape, or form, and hockey with the Winter Classic coming up in one way, shape, or form.
Maxie, I'm learning how this whole fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants thing works over the past 3 hours here. So I know
the morning show is the ultimate in it.
Yes. Well, because you got to make calls in the middle of the night.
But you also got Jimmy and Hammer there, and that helps.
Absolutely. These guys are great. They are true professionals. I love your show. I listen to it every night when I'm on my way home from Channel 5. So best of luck tonight, and we'll be tuning in tonight to Sports to the Max. Mike Max, thank you for joining
us. Thanks, Tom.
All right, here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX, because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
It's Sophia with an F, Franklin with the Y, and if you're looking for some bubblegum dum-dum podcast, then you are in the wrong place, baby. Whether I'm reminiscing on the trials and tribulations of working in the corporate world to recapping today's latest reality TV show, you're going to want to pull up a chair and stick around. It's a good time and always 100% unfiltered. Follow and listen to Sophia with an F wherever you get your podcasts.